Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB Connect has been going for 12 months now with the aim to connect RNIB with more people affected by sight loss. As well as shows on this station, including The Weekly Connect and Tech Talk, RNIB also hopes to achieve this via their Connect magazine. But after a year of great stories, news and events information, Connect magazine is changing. Here to discuss the changes and how Connect magazine can better benefit blind and partially sighted people going forward is David Aldwinkle, RNIB's Head of Community Engagement. David, how are you doing today?
I'm very well, Chris. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks very much. All the better for speaking to you. Now, David, for those who have not yet read RNIB's Connect magazine, tell us a little about it.
So Connect magazine is a magazine that kind of showcases the best of what's going on in the community. It talks about people's personal experiences. It talks about a number of areas that people have told us are of interest, like technology and like reading. And it really gives a voice to the community. It's produced largely by the community and it's directed primarily at the community.
It's all about bringing people with sight loss together, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's about sharing experiences, sharing knowledge, and for people to find something which resonates with their life and their experience as living with sight loss.
Now, as we mentioned, after 12 months of RNIB Connect going now, the magazine has plans to change. What changes is the magazine going through at the moment?
Well, it's moving from being a relatively small magazine that's produced every month to a bumper edition that comes every 3 months. And that, so it has more content, it has more things of interest for people and gives a much richer range of topics and range of stories for people to read and connect through. So we're hoping that it will give people a greater variety, a greater range of things that they can get something from, and it brings together a number of strands of communications that we've had in the past that have gone to different people and making those available to everybody.
In the digital age and the way that social media and online content is going now, David, it does feel that you have listened to the community.
What people tell us is that they don't live in a box. They don't live as a person who's only interested in one thing. People have got a range of interests, and we're trying to reflect that back and take what historically we may have done, which would be to talk about a lot of things in small packages and put them into one big one. And even if, you know, people may not know that they had an interest in technology, but actually from seeing that there's something that tickles their fancy and that encourages them to get more involved or to look more closely at something they thought maybe was close to them in the past.
And how did the community engagement team come up with the decision of which changes would best suit readers of Connect magazine?
Really, we're working with our marketing team very closely, and we're constantly listening to what people tell us. We get a great deal of feedback every week on all sorts of communications, and the magazine is one part of that, the radio is one part of that, the podcast that you talked about at the beginning is one part of that, and we regularly look at what people are telling us. We regularly look at the content they're providing us. There's, you know, 80% of the magazine comes directly from community members right now, and we're looking to increase that further. That tells us much more about what people are interested in, and it was simply a case of listening to that and bringing it all together under one wrapper.
Obviously, we're hearing a lot at the moment from RNIB in everything, the radio station, the magazine. But what are RNIB hoping to achieve with this push to connect?
Connect works on, or connection works on a range of levels. On a very simple and basic level, it's about people being able to get in touch with other people like them or who have similar experiences or have something in common. All of us as people value that. And one of the things that's always struck us or struck me about living with sight loss is that some of that is taken away, and it's sometimes very difficult to meet people with the similar experience to you or to come across people almost by chance. So we're trying to create a number of ways where people can find someone else like them or find something that resonates with their life. And that reduces the sense of isolation. It reduces the feeling that you're doing this on your own because there's lots of other people around who are doing it as well. And I think there's strength in that for people. But beyond that kind of human level of connection, RNIB itself needs to be more connected, and we need to listen far more and be driven by what blind and partially sighted people not just tell us, but what they do, the things that go on in their real lives, and what's fundamentally important to them day to day. And you know, sometimes we need to listen to that a bit harder than we have in the past. And so by creating more engagement through Connect, through the radio, through the magazine, we really hope that the organisation will really get under the skin of understanding what sight loss is like day in, day out, and what we should be doing, maybe as opposed to what we have done sometimes in the past, to help.
With RNIB Connect magazine and with certain shows on the radio station, such as The Weekly Connect or even Tech Talk, people within the community can get a real sense of ownership, which really encourages them to then take part more and to spread the word.
Absolutely. We really want to encourage that. Blind and partially sighted people are the reason why we're all here. And by engaging better and producing things that are more relevant, will encourage more people to talk to one another and to play their part and to get involved in what we all want to do, which is fundamentally making the world better for blind and partially sighted people. And this is one avenue that we really hope will get more people hooked onto that idea and getting people up out their chairs and just doing something, which could be something very small or something very big. It doesn't matter, but it's all contributing towards a bigger goal that we all share.
I think everything that you have planned and the fact that you are really listening to people really shapes up what the future for RNIB Connect magazine is going to look like, David, and I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. If people are interested in finding out more about RNIB Connect magazine, they can, of course, listen to Connect magazine here on RNIB Connect Radio. But where can they find out more about the magazine or subscribe?
If people want to subscribe to the magazine, then they can either call the RNIB helpline or they can contact us via email at connect@rnib.org.uk, and we'll be able to help. We'll be able to talk about the magazine, but we'll also be able to talk about lots of other things that are going on around RNIB Connect.
Absolutely. Well, David, it has been an absolute pleasure speaking to you today. Thanks very much for your time this afternoon, and good luck with everything with RNIB Connect magazine.
Thanks for your time, Chris. Take care.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.